fight. It's morphin' time. Dragon Sword.
This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening to This Week in Geek, and it's morphin' time.
So damn nerdy. I'll take you to the comic shop. Show you all the bills I drop. When I grab my bonus box.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all that jazz. And welcome to a very special Beyond the Gauntlet. We're recording this from the Birdcage. I am Jeff Dehan, and I am accompanied by my two Christmas cohorts.
RoboCop. I don't know. I'm Mike. How are you?
I'm Chris Peddle, owner and operator of the Gauntlet Comics and Games.
Located at maybe 14 Mill Street in Orangeville, Ontario.
No wonder it takes Santa a year to get these toys done. It's poor help.
What do you expect? I had construction on my road for 3 months.
They don't
couldn't find it.
Enough.
All right, so yeah, we're talking Christmas. Christmas everything, basically. You know, some people have Christmas traditions. Other people, you know what? It's a day off work, and they're happy with that. So
now, we should also note, before we get too far into this episode, this will be the last episode of the show until probably the end of January, just because it's hard to get these guys out here, and if you live in southwestern Ontario, specifically in our area, we get brutal winters. So it's not very fair for me to ask Jeff and Chris to come up to the Birdcage to record, and charging my equipment through the snow is asking to fall down.
We get like buffalo-sized winters.
Yeah, like it's wicked here right now. So
yeah,
we will be back in early January, in late January, leading into February.
Not to mention, you know, having a nice Christmas break is nice too.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on another show, but Twigwood will be taking a break until January 15th, so that's when I'll be back with new nerd newses and commentaries and all sorts of crap. I need a month off from you people. That's right, you people. But let's get talking about happy holidays and all sorts of crap with Christmas!
Alright, Mike, you lead it off.
Alright.
What was the most memorable Christmas gift you ever got?
Most memorable Christmas gift I ever got. I guess I would have been in maybe 9 or 10 years old. I'm in grade 4 or 5 at this time, I think. My parents got me a 27-inch TV for Christmas. Very cool. This is also last Christmas I remember us having a giant-ass Christmas tree in my basement. So the reason I bring up the TV is they gave me the TV beforehand, so I could have a TV in my room. I could play Nintendo, Super Nintendo, whatever. They took the box for the TV. They filled it to the brim with Ninja Turtles.
Now, let's preface this, that this is before flat screens were around. So this is a tube TV box, correct?
Yeah, this is a giant-ass box. Yeah. So this is back when Ninja Turtles were about $5 a piece. I guess my parents had a lot of money at the time, but they filled that frigger right to the brim. When I cut open the box, I actually nicked one of the cards. And I'm like, oh my God, I remember the sports turtles, the ones with the different jobs, like the cop, the fireman, the wrestler, the talking turtles. I had the turtle copter thing, the turtle van, everything Ninja Turtles. I was like, holy shit. And I remember that Christmas also getting The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, and Super Mario Kart.
Nice.
That was best Christmas ever.
I don't know if I've got a single Christmas that I can say, you know, oh, I got this, this, and that, and it was the best. But I've got some memorable ones. To stick with the turtles, I got a pet turtle, actually, 1 year for Christmas.
Nice.
I named him Michelangelo. Mikey for short. So that was pretty cool because they didn't wrap it. He was just in this little kind of plastic thing that had the fake palm tree in it, and they had some water in it. And I was like, what's that? And I pulled it out, and I was like, I got a turtle. And this was like, you know, around 90 or so, whenever like the first movie came out and the cartoon was still really popular and everything. So that was pretty cool. I got a lot of, been a lifelong wrestling fan, as you know, Mike. I got a lot of the old, the LJN, the big rubber wrestlers when I was a kid.
Do you still have them?
No, unfortunately. And trust me, I played the shit out of them. They were in bad shape by the time, I was through with them. So, but no, I don't still have any of them. A lot of them, from hooking the leg for the pin, the legs would start to tear off and stuff. The first ones I got was actually Strike Force with Tito Santana and Rick Martel.
Oh, wow. That's some retro action right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of those were really great, the LJN ones. Do you have a favorite present you got when you were a kid at all, Chris?
I had a couple good ones that I'd like to bring up. Well, first of all, my family lived in Europe for a couple years because my dad got transferred over there for
fancy.
Yeah, so I lived in Holland, and one of the Christmases in Holland.
My dad's from Holland, actually.
Really? Awesome. I should have guessed that.
You're more well-traveled than I realize.
Yeah.
I've been all over the place. I must have been like eight. I was probably eight. Let's say eight because I can't remember the official
semantics. Date. We're not going for exacts here.
Anyway, wake up Christmas morning, and literally under the tree, I had a Rancor, an AT-AT, an AT-ST, a Star Destroyer, an X-Wing, a Y-Wing, and about 50 different characters from Star Wars and a bunch of the mini vehicles. Played the crap out of them. That's what my brother and I got for Christmas one year.
Dude.
My parents were just like, oh, Star Wars toys are cheap in Europe. Let's just unload on them. The Millennium Falcon.
Let's just fill a TV box with them.
Yeah, why not? Jesus.
It was
Chris.
A similar thing. And it was literally all just a thing after thing after thing we opened was just Star Wars toys. And they were all the European package ones. No, I didn't keep any of them. Unfortunately, I was an idiot and played the shit out of my toys. I was a kid.
Yeah.
Another Christmas, we also got go-karts.
Like full-size go-karts.
Yeah, full-size go-karts.
Okay, seriously, I'm...
Screw me, you're way cooler than I am.
Bah humbug.
They weren't motorized go-karts, they were pedal karts.
Still, that's still pretty awesome.
And that same Christmas that we got the go-karts, we also got, my brother and I got Photon. I don't know if you know what Photon is.
Is that like the laser tag thing?
It was like the off-brand laser tag.
That's awesome.
So I had, like, the red vest and everything. My brother had the green one. But the best thing about this was once the snow melted and we got to take our go-karts outside, we had laser tag go-kart fights.
That's awesome.
Nice. Nice. God.
Those were my two most memorable Christmases as far as the gift-wise. My most memorable Christmas, not gift-wise, was when I lived in Alton and we actually managed to get my dad had finished just building an addition onto our house, and we managed to get a 27-foot tall Christmas tree.
Holy shit.
It took forever to decorate the thing.
I picture it like,
I imagine.
Like the National Lampoon's version where they cram the tree in.
I'm picturing
no,
Chris
no,
doing,
it actually was nice. And it was huge.
I'm picturing Chris doing the Will Ferrell to try and get the star on top. Boing! Thunk, and the whole tree comes down.
There was one Christmas, speaking of memorable, the first Christmas I spent with Blair, who is my wife now, back in 2007. I mentioned to her, we met in March of that year. And so I'm going to my first Christmas with her family. There was some drama in my family, so I couldn't go home. But she surprises me on Christmas morning. She gets me the collector's edition of Halo 3, which has affectionately known as the Cat Helmet. So the Master Chief helmet in her house, I opened it and... For her family, Christmas is this retardedly huge big deal. Like, her mom goes, like, balls to the wall, Christmas crap, music's everywhere. It looks like a craft store threw up over everything. It's insane. Like, literally, you walk on sugar cookies in that house. So anyway, I open up my Christmas present from Blair, and it's the Master Chief helmet. And I remember freaking out like the N64 kid. From, like, YouTube. I'm like, check this out! Holy shit! Now, the shitty thing is, I didn't bring my Xbox 360 with me. So I have to wait a week and a half before I can go home back to Welland, where I was attending college at the time, to play Halo 3. But goddamn, that was cool!
She was a keeper, though.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're bringing up the first Christmas with your significant other, I'll bring up the first Christmas with mine. And Tawny, my girlfriend for 3 years... she had a rough existence when it came to the holidays. So the first Christmas with her, we managed to just forge some nice memories. As far as gifts for each other, we were just happy to have each other and be there for each other. And it was just a really nice Christmas from the, you know, spiritual and, company side of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So.
No, that's cool. I pride myself on trying to get something that will make my wife cry in a good way every year. One of my favorites, I don't even know if this was the one that actually made her cry that year. I got her, she was a big fan of the Highlander TV series and the movies. Yeah. I managed to get her the entire series.
Oh, the box set?
Yeah, the box set. Oh. That was pretty cool. One of the funniest things was I ordered her some books one year, and they didn't come in on time. So I'm like, oh, I can't have her not have something. So I got like an old jewelry box, and I wrote a poem that it was sweet, kind of romantic poem until it got to the end. And then because I'm a stickler for this, I try to make them rhyme. So I had something that ended with the word ale, and I said, don't worry, your books are in the mail, or they're still coming or something like that. And the same thing happened the next year where something didn't come in. So I did it again. So after the second year where I do the poem. Sorry, that's just an alarm I got.
Randomly, Kansas shows up and starts singing for
us. I'm a big Supernatural fan. I always forget to turn that alarm off when we record. So I had to do it again the next year. So after that second year when she read the poem and she looked up at me, I'm like, I've pretty much made it that even if I don't have a late present, I'm going to have to write you one of these poems every year. She just looked at me and smiled. So I've pretty much got to start the wheels turning to write a poem this year, too. But that's just, one of those fun memories that come around with the holidays.
I know I've been privy to both of your significant others coming to my store to help.
Oh,
help
she spoiled me last year.
To help you guys get your Christmas gifts. So that's all I got to say about that.
This year, my wife got me my Christmas present early because life sucks. But she got me the complete Batman 1966 series on Blu-ray.
Nice. Fantastic. I'm hoping for that one.
Batman.
It was so cool. I got it. Like, she let me order it from Future Shop, and it got here, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. But first, I made a rep on the phone cry because it was late, and I had to yell at the Future Shop rep. And Blair's like, be nice to the girl. I'm like, oh, no, you don't screw with Mike Dodd when it comes to online ordering.
But she didn't screw with you. She was just the representative.
I know.
That's the problem. As someone who gets yelled at for being the guy who delivers a package late, not the one who sent it late, I completely feel for this rep, you heartless son of a bitch.
That's true.
Na, 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 na.
But that's why I get free shit.
last year, Joanna got me the Punisher knife. Because we talked about this actually our Christmas episode last year, but all the different cool replica blades and everything that you got.
Yes.
She got me the Punisher knife, and she got
they
me.
Left.
She got me a graded 9.8 Punisher number one.
Holy shit!
Last
dude.
Year, yeah, she definitely knows what to do to spoil me at Christmas time.
You're welcome.
I tend to buy Blair really
just go to Chris.
Stuffed animals. I think last year I got her Angel from My Little Pony, which is the stuffed white rabbit of Fluttershy. I also made her a custom minion. Excuse me while I take an antibiotic.
No. Antibiotics!
I got her a little custom minion off of Etsy, which that is the unexpectedly best place to buy Christmas gifts. Etsy. It's a site where you can buy, handmade or custom anything. In fact, your sister does some pretty cool
stuff. Check out Hello Skywalker.
Yeah, she's got some really cool stuff. Blair got me a Mass Effect plaque off there that Tristan made, a Ninja Turtle one, and I got Blair a Hunger Games Mockingjay.
Nice.
Off there. I should get her. Yeah, I should get your sister to make me an Assassin's Creed one or something.
Now, I'm a big fan of watching Christmas movies and stuff like that, but it's kind of funny because there's certain ones I like. Being a big nerdy geeky type guy, there's obviously some quirky ones that I like. So whenever my mother-in-law found out, she's like, "Oh, you like watching Christmas movies? I do too. We can watch them together." No, you see, she likes the schmaltzy Hallmark Christmas movies, and I'm like, no, I want to watch Bill Murray's Scrooged. I want to watch, Jim Carrey's Grinch, which I know a lot of people don't like the Jim Carrey Grinch movie, but it's got some appeal to me.
That
and I like Christmas.
Witchcraft and sorcery.
I like some. One Christmas tradition that I started actually the first Christmas that Joanna and I spent together was watching the Batman and Justice League Christmas episodes every year, either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. There's Batman's Christmas with the Joker. There's Holiday Nights. And then the Justice League episode, Comfort and Joy. I watch them every year with her at Christmas. And I've, a couple years ago, added the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special to that as well. So I don't watch those, like, leading up to Christmas because they're the tradition.
I like to fight people.
Yes.
Oh,
speaking of the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special, if you go into a site called 80s Tees, they have ugly Christmas sweaters of Skeletor, He-Man, and She-Ra.
That's amazing. I need this in my life.
Yeah.
Behold!
Blair found me this really weird torrent a couple years ago of nothing but really obscure 80s Christmas specials.
Nice.
There was like a Potato Heads kid one, which is utterly terrifying.
The Ewoks one.
The real question, though, yeah, was the Star Wars Christmas special on there.
Yes.
I have yet to actually see that.
Oh,
I need
God.
Save yourself.
Sat through it.
Oh,
save
I don't
yourself.
Care how bad it is. I need to see it once. Just once. I need to see B. Arthur in the Star Wars universe.
The only thing that thing did right was introduce Boba Fett.
It introduced terrible... Well, actually, it's funny. In Star Wars canon, they actually had Mala and Itchy become official warriors on Kashyyyk later on in Star Wars canon. So Life Day actually meant something.
The little mouse from The Simpsons?
No, Mala was Chewbacca's wife.
Itchy.
Was the cousin, I think? Or
his son, I thought.
Son or something.
I don't know.
Either way, Wookiee cookies.
I know it's supposed to be terrible, but as someone who loves watching like terrible monster movies, I'm willing to give it a shot.
It's three, I think it's like 2 hours of pain.
Oh, God,
so
it's that long?
Oh, yeah, it's long. It is so hard.
I was thinking like, you know, 90-minute Christmas special or like
and
an hour.
Carrie Fisher is high as shit, too, during it.
Can't blame her.
Lunch. Although, if you watch the South Park Christmas special, the first one, they actually spoof it because on the master recording, like the one that gets passed around at conventions, there's this random commercial for this news station in like Colorado or something. It's like, fighting the Frizzies, news at 11. I don't know what the Frizzies are, but we're fighting them.
Maybe they're related to the Tribbles.
I don't know. It's so weird that they randomly stuck that in there. One of the Christmas traditions I do, I watch all the South Park ones.
Oh, yeah?
On Christmas Eve. And I love when Hitler sings O Tannenbaum, I lose my shit. Or Merry Christmas, Charlie Manson. Like, obviously, you do the more traditional-ish. I go for Hitler and Charlie Manson.
Well, it's South Park. It's their MO. So.
Or I remember one year Blair's sister called us, Kara. There's a song in South Park where it's Mr. Garrison singing Merry Fucking Christmas.
Oh, I've heard.
And she
yeah.
calls us middle of the night. Merry. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Well, yeah, because they released that first Christmas episode. They released the whole thing as a soundtrack.
I love just how much fun South Park has with Christmas episodes, or even the Woodland Christmas Critters, where they're all like Satan eating monsters or whatever.
You know what? As far as Christmas traditions, the only one I really have is
Die Hard.
Is staying up as late as I possibly can, and maybe sneaking some Rock Band in with Tawny. You know what? You want to know what I want to see? Like the most inappropriate Christmas specials. Like, let's have Walking Dead have a Christmas special.
That'd be amazing.
Walking Dead Christmas.
You know what? Maybe that can be like the Walking Dead Part 3 for bad lip readings. They can do a Christmas version of it because those are priceless. If you haven't seen those bad lip, they're hilarious. I'd love to see a Christmas bad lip reading for Walking Dead.
I actually bought the song for Carl Papa.
You know what?
It's so catchy.
I prefer the Governor Broadway song over Carl Papa, personally. Oh. We're on Broadway.
A jigga jar dar do. I love that bit. It's so retarded.
Speaking of internet things, did you see the new epic rap battle with the Ghostbusters
versus the Mythbusters? Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys are going to do for their like Christmas special. The one year they got Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Moses, like, how the hell did you pull this?
Oh, yeah, they've gotten
Weird
some
Al
good
came
ones.
On it once, too.
Yeah, as Bill Nye or something?
No, he was in the Bill Nye versus Isaac Newton.
He was
Isaac
Newton.
Like, yeah. There's a lot of Christmas stuff that I, you know, it's surprising because I normally don't like this time of year. I have a very bad track record with it when it comes to depression. But I realize how much this stuff is actually a lot of fun. Like, one tradition I always have, every Christmas Eve, I will always watch Die Hard.
Oh, see.
Actually, I had that tradition up until I started dating Tawny. That was my tradition until I started dating Tawny. And then we had to form new traditions.
She not a fan?
Too?
No, I just, the first year I was with her, I just didn't.
And that's fine. That's the whole thing with relationships, you know, you form new traditions and everything.
John
but I'm a real stickler for that. I find it very difficult to call something a Christmas movie just because it takes place at Christmas. I'm a huge Batman fan. Batman Returns is not a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is. You shut your mouth.
It takes place at Christmas time.
It's
not
snowing.
A Christmas
movie.
The Alvin and the Chipmunks, the first live-action movie, is not a Christmas movie. But it takes place at Christmas. Yes. See?
But say, I don't remember that. I've seen that movie.
The Chipmunk song is Christmas, Christmas time is near.
Oh, God.
Just because it takes place, I'm a stickler for this. I'm sorry, but it doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
I'm just trying to think. Has there ever been a Transformers Christmas special? There has to have been.
I imagine there probably has been. If not, there should have been one.
I'm 99% sure there's a RoboCop one.
You know what we need?
Open your gifts. You have 12 seconds to comply.
Transformers G.I. Joe Christmas special.
You know what? I want to say something's happened.
Megatron, I got you a Christmas gift.
Cobra Commander.
Starscream, you idiot.
I am Jewish. Huh?
I wrapped it myself in Energon.
Oh my God, you realize Soundwave could just wrap gifts of Energon from his chest because he spits out those
A gift
things?
For you.
Presses play on his holiday mixtape.
Oh my God. Christmas music coming out of Soundwave. There's a
Soundwave, you've started your Christmas movie music too early.
There is one thing this year I'm actually retardedly looking forward to, and I know I use that phrase a lot, so I hope none of our listeners... Wait. I don't want to go down that path. Never mind. One Christmas special that's going to air on the Lifetime channel, which I'm actually surprised.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. Grumpy Cat gets a Christmas special.
The worst Christmas. Grumpy Cat's worst Christmas ever. My best friend is a huge fan of Grumpy Cat. He loves this little cat and thinks the memes are hilarious and everything. And it's cute. It's an internet thing. The one thing they did right, though, I like that they got Aubrey Plaza to do the voice of Grumpy Cat.
I know that name. What
Community.
I still think
that Bill Murray should have come back.
No, Grumpy Cat's a girl.
I don't care.
No, who is you know who matter. You know who they apparently had in the running though was actually Jane Lynch, but she couldn't do it. She would have been perfect. Now it's
Bring
life.
Bill Murray back, damn it.
Let's be honest. It's Lifetime. We know it's not going to be. It's a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Yeah,
we know it's not going to be great, but I'll guarantee you, I'm probably going to watch it, too.
You know what's amazing about Lifetime Christmas movies? I was watching movies on Halloween. The second midnight came on Halloween, 12:01 a.m., Christmas movie.
Yeah, not surprising.
I couldn't believe that.
Not surprising at all. Yeah, like I said, I grew up in the 80s, so, I mean, I've always been a big fan of Scrooged. Which is the Bill Murray kind of rendition of the Ebenezer Scrooge. Christmas Carol. I was like, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the Christmas Carol, but speaking of it, I also like the Muppets version too with Michael Caine.
The Muppets
Caine.
Version I really, really enjoy.
That made me a fan of Rizzo the Rat.
Yeah, ditto.
And it's got Michael Caine. What can you not like about that?
There
you know?
A version of A Christmas Carol I vaguely remember with Patrick Stewart and really, really liking it.
Yes. Oh,
it was always on the movie network.
I always remember seeing the cover of that because he's like got the cane. And
he's like ready to beat the shit out of
And I saw, somebody photoshopped that with Vince McMahon's face over Patrick Stewart's one year. I saw that as an internet Christmas card. I thought that was pretty priceless.
I remember there's always like a Christmas episode of like your like favorite sitcoms.
Oh, I was always a big fan of those too, yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any ones that really kind of stick out to me. Not that I can think of.
No, it's because a lot of times, especially in the 80s, a lot of those sitcoms, the Christmas specials, really kind of bled together and had very similar stories and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was always the same year to year. I mean, unless it was Friends, but that show was curated by Satan himself. I hate that show, Flaming Passion. oh, my God. I think I remember Full House having a few good ones. I'm not sure. Or Family Ties or something.
Yeah, all those Fresh Prince did.
Yeah, Fresh Prince.
Saved by the Bell had a couple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where there's the homeless family living in the mall.
And this is what I love about that. There's the homeless guy and his daughter living in the mall. By the end of the episode, Zach Morris's parents have helped this guy get a job where his dad works. Zach's dating the daughter, and you never hear from them again. So obviously that relationship didn't work out.
Wham, bam, thank you, man. You just set her along her way. Here's your gift basket.
Try the veal.
All right, Mike. What's a show that you think would be awesome if it got a Christmas episode?
A show that
you can't say Walking Dead. I already said that one.
Okay, I'm trying to think here. What would be? I was gonna say The X Files, but they have had that actually.
I
would
go back
like
and check
to see a Christmas special from. Let me see. I'm really thinking here. I'm honestly going to think, what's the most screwed up thing I can think of? American Horror Story, a Christmas special. That's what I'd like to see. Something really, really out there.
I'll just say Thundercats.
Has there been, like, a Supernatural Christmas episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there has.
Was, like, evil Santa Claus or what?
No, it was...
cold spirit or something.
No, it was another, pagan... God's one, kind of like the Samhain one. They had this old couple who were two pagan, like, Yule gods who would eat people.
Right. I remember that now.
Because they had the ugly Christmas sweaters, and they were, like, super happy and Christmassy.
Snarf, what did you get me for Christmas?
Oh, Lino, I got you a Christmas poo.
Ooh.
It's in my living
room.
Well done.
I think there's a Jackass Christmas special for some reason.
Oh, probably.
You want to know what one of my favorite Christmas movies is? And yes, I'm saying it's a Christmas movie. I absolutely adore Bill Goldberg as Santa Claus.
Oh, that's counts as a Christmas movie. Santa Sleigh?
Yeah, Santa Sleigh.
That's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's a Christmas horror movie, but it's no different than, like, Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah. But that it's counts as a Christmas terrible. Movie. I'm just saying, like... To get back to that really quick, Batman Returns. Christmas isn't the revolving theme. It's just the time of year that it happens. Now, technically, Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie by that logic.
Technically, yes.
By that logic.
You mean it's not?
I hate you so much right now.
I'm actually thinking back to Batman and Rob, or sorry, Batman Returns. Does it actually take place around the 23rd, 24th, and 25th?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Mistletoe's deadly if you eat it.
By definition, yes.
And a kiss is
the
even
Christmas
deadlier.
Christmas tree explodes into bats.
But if you haven't seen Santa's Sleigh, dude, you've got
to. I need to.
Bill Goldberg, Chris Kattan, Fran Drescher. It's Bill Goldberg killing people. Basically,
the premise behind
do they kill Fran Drescher?
Okay, technically, the premise behind the movie is Santa Claus is actually a demon who, for 1,000 years, was told he had to play nice.
Like, I guess he was cursed and had to...
He was cursed because he lost at a what was it?
A curling.
Curling
game. Curling.
He lost
a curling game.
With God. So God made him become a deity of being nice and giving gifts. And the year that the 1,000 years is over, he goes on a killing spree.
It's Bill Goldberg.
And
former
Goldberg,
WCW champion Bill Goldberg, everybody.
Is Santa Claus. He actually walks into a strip club and is like, hose, hose, hose.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's called Santa's Sleigh.
I own it.
S-L-A-Y.
I will let you borrow it.
You own it, you lucky bastard.
Oh, my God.
I'll pass it around this holiday season if I have to.
Like so many hose, hose, hose.
That's so, oh, my God. That's astounding.
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those so bad it's good kind of movies.
It sounds utterly delicious. I must devour it.
It's, yeah. Wow.
For killing people and Fred Drescher dies. My lord. So I guess
I will try to remember it and bring it into the store with me on Tuesday. That way, whenever you show up with your G.I. Joe
Night Raven,
I will
which will be available for purchase if it's not already gone. I'm trying to think of what else to really kind of mention here about Christmas.
You know what? There's always the comic book Christmas specials as well.
Actually, isn't Harley Quinn getting one this year? Well, probably by the time this airs, we'll already
Harley
have
Quinn's
gotten
Christmas.
One.
Marvel always does some. They did an Avengers.
I usually pick them
year.
Up. Actually, I was surprised. One
and
that
DC
was,
always does one.
One
too.
That was really cool that Marvel did made me realize how many of their characters were Jewish, because they always do a bunch of short stories. And there was one that they had a bunch of Jewish characters. Kitty Pryde, The Thing, and a couple others were getting together to celebrate Hanukkah because they were.
You realize Kitty Pryde's a Jew?
Yep.
That's weird. Huh. That wasn't racist, right? No. You can say Jew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Magneto is.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was in a death camp.
Tom Cruise isn't, but Adam Sandler's mother thinks he is.
Actually, that's very nice of you to bring up the Hanukkah song.
I do what I can.
Awesome. This has been a public service announcement by Jeff DeHaan.
Hey, those songs are funny.
Happy Kwanzaa, mother.
Speaking of Christmas music, actually, I've brought up a few times the band Kirby Crackle. And for a while, the last 4 years... they've recorded a holiday single that they've given away for free as kind of a thank you to their fans. And they're fantastic. If you can find them, a couple of them are hard to find. But the first one was Vigilante Christmas, which is basically a love letter to Punisher fans, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Have yourself a vigilante Christmas. Avenge your wife and kids. They did a Baby It's Cold Outside, the Hoth version. They reversed the genders, and it's Han Solo trying to leave to go save Luke, and Leia saying, "But baby, it's cold outside," and getting him to stay.
It's pretty
priceless.
One Christmas song I remember, and I found this through my friend Pierce, because he used at the show when we were in college called Punk the Dial, and he put together all these punk Christmas songs. The best one I ever heard, and I listen to it every Christmas every year. It's called Christmas Night of the Living Dead. And I'm actually going to include it at the end of this episode. Because it is
nice.
Such a badass Christmas song. Just go buy the album, but listen to it on YouTube or whatever.
I actually, I didn't look at the track listing. I should have, but I actually, the other day, I saw a Christmas Goes Punk CD in an HMV.
Totally worth it. I think that's where he got it off of.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know what? Christmas music has become less annoying as I get older. Which is weird, because normally people are like, oh my God, turn it off.
I'm still not necessarily a big fan of the traditional stuff. I still, much like my Christmas specials and movies, I like the slightly quirkier ones a lot of the
exactly.
time.
Yeah, exactly. Give me the weird or give me something cool.
Actually, last year...
Santa got run over by a reindeer?
Not quite. It depends on the version sometimes. Like last year, me and my buddies, there's the five of us, and we're a close-knit set, and we're all wrestling fans, so we call ourselves the Horsemen. So for my fellow horsemen last year and myself, I made a Christmas mix for all of us. And I had a nice eclectic mix, we'll say. I had the Kirby Crackle songs on there. I had What's This from Nightmare Before Christmas. I had Ahmet Zappa's version of the Grinch song. Christmas in Hollis from Run DMC.
My God, I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, is there any one Christmas movie you absolutely hate?
Probably if I thought about it. Again, I don't like the really schmaltzy... I don't know the name of it. Yes, my mother-in-law watched one a few years ago. It takes place around Christmas, and it's supposed to be a Christmas movie. So it's not just it takes place at Christmas. But it surrounds like a murder mystery. It's not like a happy movie at all.
It's about death at Christmas.
It's ridiculous.
There's one movie I loathe, and this is where I'm going to draw a lot of fire. So, Mike at ThisWeekInGeek.net, I cannot for the life of me stand A Nightmare Before Christmas. Because when I was in college, and before that, so around 2005 to 2008, Hot Topic,
they do oversaturate everything.
Like, I really started to dislike anything Tim Burton was even remotely associated with.
That being said, I enjoy the movie, but it's not one of those ones where I'm going to say, how can you not like it? It's not everybody's cup of tea, plain and simple.
Oh, like, there are people that would tear me down.
And while I considered it a Christmas movie, I also consider it a Halloween movie, and I find it fits better with Halloween than it does Christmas, considering the, you know,
what's
just
this?
The vibe.
What's this? It's bullshit in the air.
But yeah, so I mean, I can see your point. I really do enjoy it, but I see your point totally.
I do like the stop motion in it. Like, I can appreciate it from a technical standpoint, but it was just the oversaturation when I was younger, just utterly ruined.
Yeah, Hot Topic of jerks for that.
And that sucks too, because I know it's a decent movie, all things considered. But just
I'm also gonna catch fire for this one, but I really don't see what the big deal with A Christmas Story is.
What?
I can't disagree with you on that one. I'm God, first of all, I think I've only seen it once in my life, and it was when I was a kid, so I barely remember it, but I'm kind of with you on this one.
Oh, yeah?
I know it's supposed to be a classic, but it's a classic that I just found, you know, nothing in. I know it's about, you know, the kid and the dad dies and all that stuff. I was just like, whatever.
Now, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, on the other hand.
Christmas Vacation.
That is possibly the best of the vacation movies.
Yeah, my wife's family is the Griswolds. I'm not even kidding. Her dad is a bit of an idiot sometimes. The mom is overly protective. Her sister's virtually, what's the Randy Quaid's character? Because she's really professional in her professional life, but she's crude as all shit. You think I'm bad? yeah. Although, in defense of A Christmas Movie, every year TBS shows 24 hours of A Christmas Movie.
A waste of television.
I've sat through all 24. I've watched that movie, I think it's like 15 times in a row.
Oof.
I was very lonely. I'm proud of this fact.
Yeah, to each their own.
The best part of the movie is when the kid shoots the guy out with the BB gun.
It's
the only realistic part of the movie.
I don't know, the tongue scene.
The bunny suit, man.
At any rate.
Footy pajamas, anyway.
At any rate.
Should we wrap it up, folks?
God bless Hallmark for their movie tie-in ornaments that have nothing to do with Christmas. My tree is littered with comic book characters.
Yeah,
and
I think I got like Batman over there or something.
And this year they released a Jaws. I might have to get it.
I think Blair got me a Goku one like a couple years ago. My wife is now bringing out the Christmas ornament.
Uh-oh.
Which it may be like a TARDIS or a Batman or something. I'm not even sure.
Oh, my favorite Christmas ornament. My wife got it for me. It's Batman perched on the bat light.
Yeah.
I have a little 3-foot tree. I put it at the top of the tree. It's my star.
That's
and it
badass.
Lights up. Oh, yeah, that one came out last year, didn't it?
Oh, you got Ewoks. Christmas Ewoks.
I remember this Batman ornament. I didn't get it last year because I don't want everything Batman on my tree. But it was
and
cool.
Slimer lights. Nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We also have Slimer lights for our Christmas tree. I'll actually have to take a picture of it for the Twig website, as me and Blair will probably have our holiday guide out by the time this episode airs. But yes, I noticed. So anyway, guys, we're going to wrap things up here. So
with a nice little bow.
With a nice little bow. So if you have any last-minute Christmas shopping, you should be going to 14 Mill Street in Orangeville, Ontario. Actually, Chris, when is Christmas this year?
I think it's on a Friday.
It's a Friday because it's Thursday night is the Christmas.
Or
year.
No, it's no, Thursday. It's Thursday, and then Boxing Day is Friday. That's right. So, 4-day weekend. Woo!
So, any special hours on those days, just while we're thinking about it?
I'm going to be open extended hours. I haven't quite figured that out yet, but I will be closer to Christmas, extending my hours in the evenings to accommodate all the people getting off work that still have last-minute Christmas shopping.
Worst come to worst,
have all sorts of, you know, deals and specials
if you're not
December.
If you're not sure about the hours, call ahead. It never hurts to call ahead and find out if Chris is open. You know what? It's the holiday season. Even if he's about to close, might be willing to stay open if somebody needs a last minute gift. I have probably gotten something from your store for Christmas every year for as long as I've been living in Orangeville, from gift certificates to graded comics to replica blades to more comics, action figures, you name it. I mean, your store is a haven for this kind of time of year. So if you've got any kind of nerd or geeky type in your life, definitely head to the Gauntlet at 14 Mill Street in Orangeville.
I'm sure Blair will pick up something for me from there for Christmas.
Oh, I'm sure. I've gotten all sorts of new pop figures in and stuff, too. So,
which are fabulously cute.
And are yes. awesome stocking stuffers. Actually.
Amazing, exactly. Anyway, we are going to wish everybody out there a happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and whatever it is that you follow, may you have a safe and wonderful winter season to all of our listeners out there in podcast land. I'm Chris Peddle, owner and operator of The Gauntlet. Come Christmas shop at the store at 14 Mill Street in Orangeville.
I'm Jeff DeHaan, and have a happy new year, too.
I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd. We will be back in late January with more episodes. Hi, Wiley. And we will see you guys in the new year. Happy holidays. Happy new year. Baker, call you Dodd.